The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's March the 11th, and we have four extremely talented young people with us today. We're going to hear some music from Footloose, and they're from Hickman High School. And the interesting thing is that back on February the 17th, 30 years ago, Footloose came out.
Right.
That's right, in 1984.
So, and none of you people were alive yet. None of you were alive yet.
No, sir.
Let's introduce you. First of all, we've got Nora Hennessy. Welcome back. Nora, you were here, what was it, back in October or November? Mm-hmm. You did Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Right.
Okay. And then we have Will Van Deck.
Yes.
Yeah. Pleasure to have you here.
Well, nice to be
your
here.
Characters. Let's. Will, you, who
yeah,
are you?
I am the Reverend Shaw Moore. I'm the preacher of the town.
The and Reverend... And you are?
I'm his daughter,
yeah.
Ariel.
Oh, you're the daughter of the Reverend.
Tends to get in all sorts of trouble, just sort of kind of hoping for her dad's attention.
Yeah. Okay. Then our two singers over there, we have Josh Frederick and Carter Moore. Now, Josh, your character is?
Ren McCormick.
Yeah, that was a Kevin Bacon
Kevin
character.
Bacon.
And Josh?
I'm playing Willard Hewitt, which is sort of like his friend who's, you know, like a country bumpkin type character.
Yeah. Okay, now let's come back here to Nora. Tell me the story about Footloose.
Well, basically, Ren comes to this town from Chicago after his dad walks out. Mm-hmm. And he comes there expecting, you know, like a big happy family in a small town. But it turns out, you know, it's not always exactly like that, because in this town there was a terrible accident that involved actually Ariel's older brother.
Yeah,
your older brother.
Right, yeah. Where some kids were in a car accident and actually died. And so basically because of that, in the aftermath of that, you know, all sorts of things that were related were kind of outlawed, such as dancing and rock and roll and things like that.
Oh, and the Reverend steps in
to
make
right.
this.
Yeah, that's right. I kind of become a tyrant of the town. Like, I have like incredible authority. I'm running the town council, essentially. I have power over everybody in the town. And this punk over here comes into town and starts to challenge all
the
these,
Reverend.
Yes, he starts to challenge the Reverend and all the things that I've set up to protect the youth from all these terrible things, rock and roll and dancing, God forbid.
Oh, okay. So the Reverend, who actually wins out then?
Technically, he wins... But there's an emotional journey. It's I think everybody wins in the end, really.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna hear a song from Footloose. Set up the scene. Either
all
one
right.
of you.
Well, this is when Ren and Willard are just meeting for the first time.
He bumps into me in the hallway, and I kind of get mean with him. But then he starts...
Is this in school?
Yeah.
Okay, school. You bump into the hallway in school.
You get one person bumping in the other. You got two people pushing together.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
So this is their meeting, and Ren explaining how he just can't stand still.
The name of the song is I Can't Stand Still. From Footloose, Hickman High School. Take it.
I ever could. People try to slow me down, saying, boy, you really should kick back and chill, but I can't stand still.
I can see that.
The doctor, he said, son, I cannot offer you a pill, so I never found relief, and now I've got to move until I've had my fill. I can't stand still.
Well, here we walk.
Back where I come from, life's never humdrum. I wish I could take you there. Oh, we have the world at our feet. Life is sweet, ain't no doubt. Grab a seat, check it out.
You are gonna last about 5 minutes in this town.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa, I thought it never would end, but I lost it somehow. Would you look at me now? I'm trying hard to tone you down. Gotta watch my P's and Q's. Maybe look before I leap. And then I think, hey, what's the use? Ain't done. can't forget how it feels when you dance till you drop. So don't even start to suggest that I stop. I never will. I can't stand. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
No,
somebody
stop.
Kill me cause I can't stand still. No, no, no.
Obviously, the guy can't stand still. That's a good song. So do you get the whole school dancing then?
Get them all riled up and will they all join you fight?
Okay. Yeah. So if you want to see Footloose, Hickman High School, it's running
March 13th, 14th, and 15th.
That's this Thursday.
This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
That's right.
How many kids are in the cast?
Oh, wow.
There are about 60 involved from cast, crew, and orchestra.
60?
There's about
25
in the cast.
25 in the cast, 60 people are helping to produce it.
Yeah.
Are you having a lot of fun doing it?
Oh, absolutely.
So much fun.
It's a blast. It's
incredible. So what's the best part of being in Footloose?
Honestly, some of the dancing.
Yeah. Well, I don't get to dance ever.
The Reverend doesn't dance.
No, I don't dance at all.
I really enjoy the music, of Footloose, all the songs coming together. It's just, fantastic writing for the show, and I just really enjoy singing all the songs. It's fantastic music.
So. Yeah, you find that once you start doing those songs, they stay in your head.
Every day.
So how long is it going to take to get them out of your head once the production's done?
Years.
Years.
It's going to be a while.
How long have you been rehearsing this production?
We started in class back in January.
Yeah,
so because you have to be in the class to be in the production. And then we started out of school rehearsals early February.
Yeah,
early February. So
you've been living Footloose for the past 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I wish you standing ovations and all of you breaking legs in a good way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Hickman High School, how much are the tickets?
There are $7 for adults and $5 for students and seniors.
Okay,
so $7 for most adults.
Most adults. Okay, that means if you're a senior at 65 or older,
right.
It's $5, and students are $5.
Mm-hmm. And you can get those tickets at the box office, which opens at the doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30. Mm-hmm. Or leading up to the show, if you want to run in the Fine Arts Building on the east side of Hickman, they have them from 8 in the morning till about 3 in the afternoon.
Okay,
the
and how many people does the auditorium seat?
Around 930.
Oh, well, I hope you have standing room crowd. Best of luck to all of you.
Might be a fire hazard, but.
Yeah, well, you're talented people. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Okay? I wish you the very best. Let's see, Wednesday, Second Chance, and, we're going to talk about the Rockbridge High School Theater production coming up. So we had Hickman and Rockbridge on. One day apart. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Connor Hickams and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to hear this program or watch it, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends.